third parak of Shabbos Mishnah Vav. The second half of this parak is discussing halachos of muktzah. Ein meisim kli tachas anel kabel boy es hashemen. One should not put a kli underneath or beside a oil lamp so that if the oil spills out or sputters out, it will go into this kli. What's the idea behind this? Because a candle which is lit, or oil lamp which is lit in Shabbos is muktzah, so then it was also to move it, because it has a fire burning on it, and the oil is also to take out, because you're being mechaber by putting it, it's considered a type of putting out the fire by removing the oil. So, since the oil is muktzah, you're not allowed to move the muktzah, but you're not allowed to have set up a situation that muktzah will fall into a kli. It's called bittul kli me'achonah. A kli, if you transfer the kli, that you were able to move the kli around as much as you want, and now by the fact that it has muktzah in it, you cannot move it around for every need you want, because it has a muktzah in it, that's considered as a type of destroying the kli or fixing the kli in its place, which is a type of building of the kli. But in any event, that is also. So this is a general rule. If you have muktzah somewhere on a table and you want to shake it off the table, you're not allowed to shake it off onto another kli because you're going to be involved with another kli. Yeah, it's done like a chila with an intention that it'll just be temporarily on the kli and it will be shaken off a second kli. That's a discussion which one should clarify for himself. Im nasnu mi ba'oyzion puter. If he set up this system before Shabbos, that's permitted, because, like we said, if there is on Shabbos, take a kli that was usable and make it not usable. If you set up before Shabbos, there's not worth in breaking the kli before Shabbos. It's just permitted. Ein ne'oysi mimenu l'tishen minu mulchon. You're not allowed to have hanoah from this oil that was in a lamp on the onset of Shabbos, because that oil is not mulchon, it's not set aside for use. Now we're going to other halachas of muktzah. These halachas of muktzah came into the Shnayis because really we're talking about halachas of fires and candles, and that's how we got to this. The Tatul Nechodesh Avalo Yoshin. The Tanakhama says that if you have a new lamp, you are allowed to be metatul. We're not talking about when it's lit, that's for sure muktzah, but we're talking about the Kli itself. It's a candle, a lamp is a klishon lachta lisu, which you're allowed to be metalsil if you need it for its place, you can use it for something, for some type of use. Just sometimes to move it around because you don't want it to be there necessarily, because you want to protect it or something like that, it's prohibited. Avalo yoshin, the Tanakhama says if it's an old lamp, you're not allowed to move it around because an old pottery lamp gets very disgusting. It doesn't look nice, it looks unpleasant, and therefore something that's disgusting to a person, according to the Tanakhama, is muksa machmas mius. Even though it's a kli, but since it's a kli which person is disgusted by, he's maksed, he makes a muksa. But Rabbi Shimon Oymer Kolanez Metaplin, he says, no, even if it's muksa machmas mius, you are a metaplin. As long as it's a kli, even if I have a different question, why I don't want to be metaplin, that is not muksa. Chutz min der hadoylik b'shabbos, except for the ner, when it's lit on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to move it around, even according to Rabbi Shimon, because the fire is considered a davar ha'aser, and the whole thing is a basis, the davar ha'aser. The lamp is supporting this davar ha'aser, which shouldn't be moved around, and the whole thing becomes muksa on Shabbos. The only other type of muksa that Shimon holds of, some other type, but in Kalim, is a muksa machmas kisson kit, something that is very delicate, and you would never move it around unless it's like some special knife, shchita knife, and the like. With some delicate equipment is muksa on Shabbos, even according to Rav Shimon, and we pass on like Rav Shimon. Noisim kli taras and ela kabel need tzitzis. V'leitin l'teich l'mayt neishim achava. You'll have to put a kli, even on Shabbos, underneath the lamp to catch the sparks. Even though we said earlier in the Mishnah to catch the oil is also, but to catch the sparks is permitted, because the sparks, just a little spark, they right away go out, and there's no mamoshes here, so it's not considered any mavatel the kli to the sparks. But if you have the oil, the oil will sit there for the entire Shabbos. Even if you're setting this up before Shabbos, you shouldn't put a bowl with water next to a lamp on Shabbos. And the purpose of this water is that if some fire goes out of the lamp, it will fall into the water and go out. Why? Nation Mechava is putting it out. You're telling me if I set it up before Shabbos, not putting anything out. Oh, since there's a concern that if you see the fire is jumping out or something, on Shabbos you may bring a kli there, and by bringing the kli there, you're bringing the kli into position that you're going to catch the fire that's considered putting it out, you may exhale, and even before Shabbos, you now have set it off. Now, there's one thing that's no gas, people don't do this generally. The question over here is that sometimes people have oil candles, and they don't want to have the whole candle full of oil, they put water on the bottom. So eventually, the candle is going to burn, the oil is going to burn down, and the fire is going to fall into the water. The place can say this is not included in this issue. Since on the onset of Shabbos, you set it up that you didn't have a separate kli which the fire is going to fall into. You just had the oil, had water underneath it, even though eventually it will fall into the water, that is permitted.